I'm Chris Green, mentor, facilitator, author, and consultant. I'm obsessed with unlocking potential to help business owners to think bigger and create a business by their design. I'm having extraordinary conversations with business owners just like you every single day. In my podcast, The Green Room, I will bring you the best of these conversations and insights. So hit subscribe, and I look forward to chatting with you through your favorite podcast app. Hey everyone, today I'm coming to you from Central Albury. If this was New York, you'd probably call this downtown, I reckon. Hey, as I wander through these streets, if I asked people, what would it take to grow my toenails longer? I'm sure there'd be plenty of people that would say, I don't know. But I'm also sure there'd be plenty of people who try and have a crack at an answer. Now, I don't know what a doctor who does toenails, he's a podiatrist, I presume. Someone will tell me in the chat, in the comments. But I'm sure most people I speak to, if not all, will not be qualified to answer that question. So why is it that we have a crack at these sorts of things? Well, as a business leader in our businesses, of course we're under pressure all the time to find a solution, to have all the answers. But the problems with coming up with answers without a real knowledge base to do so is that we will be drawing on our biases. We will be drawing on those things that we know. And they call that bounded rationality. We only know what we know. So what to do? Well, jumping to a solution all the time is very natural. It's what we do as humans, and I think us blokes are probably a bit worse at it as well. But if we look at the scenario, we create a hypothesis, just like a scientist would, around what could happen, around the behavior of something as a result of our decision making. It's a much more rigorous way to be able to make business decisions. So if we look at what would happen in a scenario, create a hypothesis, collect some data around what could make that hypothesis true or false, and really make evidence-based decisions, we are much more likely to get a better result, rather than jumping to a solution based on our biases and informed by our bounded rationality. So here's my question to you. How are you making decisions in your day-to-day business? Are you jumping to solutions without really considering options, without creating hypotheses around what could happen, around really examining what behaviors may come from that decision down the track, and really looking for some evidence to inform better decision-making?